Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we were discussing a hasras safek given to someone, a warning, and it's a safek because he's going to do this maisa, but the maisa is only going to be asr al pirov or al pi chazaka. Is this considered a proper hasra to warrant malchus? We discussed the shaila in the previous shiur. We said maybe it would depend on the shaila. The Shita Mugubetza says that Safik is only Medin Rov, it's not Medin Vadai, so maybe considered Asra Safik. We saw Tosin Chulin says no, that it's considered Asra Vadai. And we saw like that in Tosis also, in Shabbos. So now we will continue moving forward. The Gemara Mesech Shavuos and Daf Aleph on the base says that if someone says Shavua shelo ochal nevelus v'treifus chayiv, someone makes a Shavua that he's not going to eat nevelus and treifus, and then he eats the nevela and the treifa, so he's chayiv a carbon Shavua for being over in his Shavua. Frek the Gemara, why is he chayiv? He's mushbe woman in Har Sinai. He already take the Shavua in Har Sinai, he's not chayiv. And says the Gemara, it's Bekolel, he concluded Dvarim Mutarim together with Dvarim Asurim, so the Shavuah is Chal. Ayin Shem, the Gemara Shavuah is 21b. Yesh L'Stapik, what would be the din if somebody says Shavuah Shelo Ochal Chaticha Zushal Basar, I'm making a Shavuah that I'm not going to eat this piece of meat, and this piece of meat has a Cheskas Heter, and he eats it, and then it turns out that this Chaticha was in a Vela. Do we say that since he glory milsalam afreya that it's in a vela, memele the shavuah is never chal and he's not chayav a carbon shavuah? Do we say no? That since the whole reason shavuah is not chal al dvar mitzvah is because belavach he's mushav omed, it's also lo chlo and there's no toalas in the chalos shavuah, and therefore the shavuah is not chal. But in our case, with this chaticha midin Torah was heter gamor, had a cheskas heter, so when he was nishba there was toalas to the shavuah. So because if not for the shavuah, we would have allowed him to eat it. So it could be that the shavuah is chal, even though klapi shmaya galia that it was a chaticha di yisura. This is the shaila asked by Moreno Agon with Nelson Zetzal in his Nelson Perio, page Chof Dalet, above Mitzil. They came out, I didn't know, I just recently saw that they have Svarim that came out after he was Nifter, the Nelson Perio on Bava Mitzil, on Bava Kama, and the Nos Imperio on Gittin, on the home Sechta. For many, many years, they have the Nos Imperio on the earlier part of the Mesechta, like the first 20 Dapim or so. But now they have in the home Sechta a lot of new material. It's mamish mein olam haba to learn these Svarim. So that's the Shaila. Do we say that the Shavua in our case is Chal because we didn't know that it was in a Vela, and Memela it had a Heter Achila at that time, at the time of the Shavua? Because we would have allowed him to eat it, and by eating it is over on the Shavuah. Or we say no, but since Be'etzem it really wasn't a Vela, the Shavuah is never Chal. So we have a similar suffix, and that we paskin that Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. One Isser is not Chal in a previously existing Isser. Like we see Krisus 23a, there it says that a person eats in a vela on Yom Kippur, he's pater al Yom Kippur. Why? Because Ein Isser Chal Isser, it was already in a vela, so the Isser of Yom Kippur is not chal. And if so, let's say you have a chaticha that would muchzekes leheter, that it had a cheskes heter, and he ate it on Yom Kippur. He ate this chaticha that had a cheskes heter on Yom Kippur, and it turns out it was in a vela. Do we say that since when he ate it, it was muchzekas laheter gamor, and midin Torah was mutter to eat it, alts nevela, memela the yisur of Yom Kippur is chal? We say no, that since klapi shmaya galia that it was in a vela, we say in yisur chal, and it's yisur Yom Kippur is in chal. Similar suffix. If you didn't know it was in a vela and you were over on the Shavuah, you didn't know it was in a vela and you're over on Yom Kippur,
Do we go based on what you thought, and therefore the Yisr should be Chal because you thought it was Heter, it was Becheskas Heter? Or we say, no, we go Kapi Kapi Shmai Galia, whatever God knew, and God knew that it was in a veil of Nemela, the Shvu is not Chal, Yom Kippur is not Chal. It says in the Ma'arit, in Kiddushin, that find Ches Samar Aleph, Dinehi She'en Yisr Chal Al Yisr, Mikol Mokom Lo Hisri Bo Ala Mishim Yisr Sheni, Osha Yeshog Al Yisr Rishon, Omezer Al Yisr Sheni, Vadai Dechayev Al Yisr Sheni. So he says that it's true that Ein Yisr Chal Al Yisr, but let's say they were only Masre on the second Yisr. Tchal. Or let's say he didn't know about the first Isser, but about the second Isser he knew. It's Chal. The second Isser is Chal. It's Chayv on the second Isser. Ayin Sham the Ma'arit. So Benidon Didon, in our case, he's definitely to be Chayv on Yom Kippur. Because he thought it was Heter Gamor. It was Becheskas Heter Gamor. Even better than Shogeg. Even if he's Shogeg and he should have known better, the second Isser is Chal. Certainly, when there's no reason for him to know get better because it's Becheskas Heter, then the second Isser is Chal. And Memela, the Isser of Yom Kippur in our case, is going to be Chal in addition to the Isser of Nevela for which there was a Becheskas Heter. However, in the Shar HaMelech, in the 17th parak of Surah Bi Alocha Ches, Sovdi Ramas Lashlavi Raya, he's Marich Lahasig Al Divrei Amarit Vi Tochen. She Sofik Ze Talui Be Iker Tam Dein Isser Chol Al Isser. Maybe this is Talui in the reason for Ein Isser Chol Al Isser. There's a big discussion about this in the Mefarshim. A grosse dingerei like this in language. Is it Migzeres HaKosuv that in Yisro Chol Al Yisr? Or is it Misvara? That since, anyway it's Osir, anyway it's Osir. So why place a second Isser on it? That's the Svara. Maybe it's Xeris HaKosu that it's a Chol Isser. See if we say it's B'koach Svara, about Zoi, B'nidon Didon Shehuchzak Al HaHeter, then the second Isser should be Chal. Because normally we say, what's the Toelis of the second Isser? It's already Osir. Here there is a Toelis, because you think it's Mutar Al, it's the first Isser. So the second Isser is Chal. Or you can say no, like the svar of the Shgemar Menachas Chof Dalad Amid Beis Savala Tuma, that it's filled with Tuma. So you could say also Savala Isser, it's filled with Isser. So since the Etzem HaChaticha was Asser, even though the person didn't know about it, no second Isser can be Chal. Now if you hold the Gzeres HaKosuv of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, and it's Gzeres HaKosuv, so the Isser is already Chal, but Etzem the Isser is Chal. So ein maladaber that the second Isser isn't Chal. But maybe if you hold out Pisvara, that there's no toelis for the second Isser, then maybe you can argue that, but here there is a toelis for the second Isser is Chal. Where you didn't know about the first Isser was Chal. Rav Yitzchak Shmelkis, in the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, in Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Nun Vav, Osir Aleph discusses if we say Isser Chol Al Isser or Ein Isser Chol Al Isser B'ben Noach, and he says it's Talui if it's Migzeres HaKosuv, so the Kosuv isn't talking to B'nei Noach, or it's Misvara, so Svara is Chol on B'nei Noach. The Gemara Yevamis And the Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, talks about somebody who cohabits with a woman forbidden to him. Mikoach shnei isurim, because of two different isurim. But ein iser chol al iser. So therefore he's only befoal chayav for one of them. And Rashi there, and the Gemara says, so what's the nafkamina that they're really two isurim? The cover of Rishayim Gemurim, they different cemeteries for regular Rishayim, Rishayim Gemurim. So Rashi there says, Yivam Islam at Beis, Amid Beis, that it's true that Ain Isser Chol Al Isser. However, he's called an Isser Gomor Al Isser Asheni. He's called a Rasha Gomor because of the Isser Sheni. So you're right, the second Isser isn't Chal before Al because of Ain Isser Chol Al Isser, but because there was a second Isser, he's called a Rasha Gomor. Velamed Mize Apri Megadim, Bipticha Leilchot Pesach. Sherashi sovir that Rashi holds that ain iser chol al iser is only that we're not mechayiv the person twice, he doesn't get punished for both. However, the two isurim are still chal on him, so it's muchach l'chora that ain iser chol al iser is mixeris hakasuv. Because if it would be misvara, what should we say? We should say that it's not chal at all. Since anyway he's not Chayiv Shtayim, so what Toelus is there? What did we say before? We said before that if Ein Isser Chol Al Isser, so what's the Toelus? Ein Isser Chol Al Isser, because there's no Toelus in being Mechel Isser number two if there's already Isser number one. There's no Toelus. So therefore, that's the Svar. So therefore, Isser two is in Chal. Because there's no toelus in Isser to being chal. But what does Rashi say here? Rashi here says, according to the Prima Gadim, that the second Isser is chal. You're not mechayev for both the surim, but the second Isser is chal. Ayal pi svar, there's no reason for it to be chal. There's no toelus. Once already Isser out, Isser one, so then why do you need Isser number two? So therefore, L'chora, it's Gzeres HaKosev. What's the Gzeres HaKosev? The Gzeres HaKosev would be that you're not Mechayev for two Isurim, but two Isurim are still Chal. That's the nature of the Gzeres HaKosev. That you don't get punished for two separate Isurim. If there's already Isur A, then you don't get punished now for Isur B, which comes after Isur A. You're not mechayev, but it's still Isser. Because again, if it were Svara, then there shouldn't even be two Isurim. Once you have Isser 1, there's no Toelus for Isser 2. But if it's Xeris HaKosev, you could say, okay, only Linyan Chiyuv, you're not chayev for both of them, but Linyan Isser, they're both Isser, and that's the Xeris HaKosev. And the Prima Gadim there is Masig Midivrei Rashi Elu Hamashkasav Ashach B'yoredeya V'simen Reish Lamed Ches. V'misha Nishba Alanevela they ain't ochal. Someone swears that he's not getting nevela, so the shvuah is not chal. And then he becomes sick with a chol l'sheish bo sakan, and now he's allowed to eat the nevela. You don't need to be matir the shvuah, because the shvuah was never chal. The person takes an oath he's not going to eat nevela. Er macht an oath that he's not going to eat the nevela. The Shavuah is not Chal, and now he becomes sick and he has to eat this Nevela. Does he need to be Matir the Shavuah? Says the Shach, no. So it's Mashman the Shach that the Shavuah is not Chal at all. But this is Shver from Rashi, because it's Mashman Rashi in Yevamos that the Shavuah is Chal, that the second Isser is Chal, He's just not chayev on the second iser. But it's chal. So that's the hasaga of the Prima Gadim. That according to the Shach, you don't need a Torah on the Shavua because the Shavua is not chal at all. But it's shver from Rashi, because in Rashi it's mashma, that the second Isser is chal. He just doesn't get punished for both. But the second Isser is chal on some level. In the Tshuvas of the Divrei Chaim, in Chelek Aleph Yoredeh Siman Nun, he's Marech Lochiach that Ein Isser Chal Al Isser is Migzeres Hakosuv Velo Misvara. In the Tshuvas No De Yehuda, in Aruch Chaim and Siman Lamed Vav, he writes that we say in Shas numerous times, Vamushba Vomed Mehar Sinai Hu, and the Gemara doesn't say a Lashon of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. It's Mashma that if Ilav, if not for the fact that he was Mushba Vomed Mehar Sinai, the Shavuah would be Chal, and we wouldn't say that Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. And the Tshuvas Avnei Miluim in the Siman Yud Beis discusses this at length. So according to this, we can say about our Suffolk that maybe there's going to be a Chilik between Shavuah and Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. That by a Shavuah, that it's not Chal and an Avela, is because he's Mushba V'Omed Mehar Sinai. In other words, there's no To'elas to Aserit B'Shavuah. Since anyway it's Aser, and if so, if you have a Chaticha, that was Muchzok Leheter, it's correct that Kapish Mayagalia, that it's an Avela. Nevertheless, the Shavua is Chal. Why is the Shavua Chal? Since he's not Mushba V'Omed, not to eat this piece. Because this piece is Huchzok Leheter. This piece is a Cheskas Heter. Normally, there's no Toeles to Aser this Aser piece B'Shavua, but here there is a Toeles. What's the Toeles? That Klape Shmayik, assuming that you use that, you say it's Misvar. That there's a Svar of that the second Isser is in Chal. Alts Toeles when it comes to a Shavua, because there's no Toeles to Aser it b'Shavua, since anyway it's Aser. And if so, this Chaticha, which is Muchzak Leheter, it's correct that God knows that it's an Avela, but the Shavua is Chal, because there's Toeles in this Shavua. Because you're not mushba va'omeid not to eat this piece, because it has a cheskas heter. So if the shvua will be chal, Hashem came ben yisro chal aliser. If you go like the divrei chayim, that yisro chal aliser is a gzeres hakasuv. There's a gzeres hakasuv that iser b is in chal aliser a. So it's true that for us we're allowed to eat because it's chazik laheter, we have a cheskas heter. Nevertheless, since Klapi Shmai Gal that it's an Avela, we say in Isser Chalal Isser. And that might be a difference if you use the Nodu Yidus Chilik, there's a Chilik between Mushba V'Omeid and Isser Chalal Isser, and you say that Mushba V'Omeid is because there's no Toelas in the present Shavua, because he's already Mushba V'Omeid Rehar Sinai. But here there would be a Toelas in the Shavua. Why would there be a Toelas in the Shavua? Because he didn't know that it was Aser. So there is a Toelas now in him taking this Shavua. So therefore the Shavua will be Chal. But if you hold Ein Isser Chal Al Isser is only a Svara, then when it comes to Ein Isser Chal, it's Gzeres HaKasuv, like the Divrei Chaim writes. So there's Gzeres HaKasuv, then Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. So even though, yeah, for us there's a Toelas in this second Isser, because he doesn't know about the first Isser. Nevertheless, it's Gzeres HaKasuv that a second Isser is in Chal on the first Isser. So it wouldn't matter whether he knew about it or not. So we discuss in this shiur the very interesting shaila of a shavua, where he doesn't know that it's usher is the shavua chal. He doesn't know that this piece is already, this chaticha already or whatever is already usher. Is the shavua chal, do we say, no, do we say since Klal Bishmai Gala that it's already usher? It's usher or no? Maybe for him there's a toilet in the shavua, and therefore it should be, his shavua should be chal. And we ask the same question about Inus Chal Isser, about Yom Kippur, and Avela that goes into Yom Kippur, but he doesn't know it's an Avela that's a Cheskes Heter. What's the din? Do we say that the Isser of Yom Kippur is Chal or not? And at the end, we made a possible chilik between the two. If you hold Inus Chal Isser is only a Svar, is Xeris HaKasav, then it wouldn't be Chal under any circumstances, but Shvua might be Chal if you don't know that it was originally Aser HaSinai because it's Toelis near Shvua. But this is all, as Rav Nosson Gishtetner concludes this beautiful shtickle, V'lo basi ela lehoyer v'yishma chacham v'yosef lekach. So we ask that the wise people out there, the Talmidei Chachamim, the Lomdim Gedolim, use their beautiful, incredible brain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon them and expand upon this very fascinating topic. So I hope that we can talk about it more in future shiurim, and God should just give us life and health and the financial means, and we will continue seeing the flaws because Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.